You might not always notice it, but did you know that natural gas touches almost every part of your life? Hi, Christopher Zinn here for Brighter with Natural Gas, naturally part of Australia's future. You probably mainly know gas as we need it in the home, but that's just a small portion of how we all use natural gas. Gas is employed to make many items we may take for granted, like in the manufacture of bottles, medicine, clothing, electronics, fertilizer, and so much more. It also supports renewables in making electricity and in driving some vehicles. So much of today relies on natural gas.
Brighter with natural gas. Naturally part of Australia's economic and employment future and every day. Google Brighter with natural gas. Authorised by S Brown for APL Limited, Melbourne.
It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
All right, okay, it's not Dennis Walter. It is Jeff Gwillem, but it's not Dennis Walter. It's me, Peter Grubby Stubbs, filling in for Dennis. He'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. He's having, we always call it a well-earned break, and damn it all, it is. I reckon Dan's got his feet up at the moment, and it's massaging his feet, and he's having a quiet whiskey. He's a bit of a, and I reckon he's wearing a dressing gown with a little bit of satin lining and possibly a cravat by the fire. Good on him. Jeff Gwillem, good evening to you.
Good evening, Peter. How are you?
Yeah, good to have you with us. You're talking about car scams. How exactly does this work? I can't believe this is happening.
Well, it's important to remember that at the moment we've got a shortage of cars in Australia. So what that's done, it's driven up the price of second-hand cars, yep. Peter, but also they've become very scarce. So you've got people that are doing things they wouldn't normally do. So they're looking at cars interstate. They're looking at cars that, you know, maybe they wouldn't have looked at that type of car before. So what we're finding is used cars that have been around for a while, they've actually increased in value quite considerably. Mm-hmm. And some, as people are going back to work, and, you know, we've got a whole group of people that don't want to get on trains and trams, so they're sort of buying older cars that they wouldn't normally have bought, Peter, and that's really where part of the challenge comes in. So there are some people out there, and what they've decided to do is to trick people into thinking they're buying a car that doesn't exist. And I'll very quickly give you the background to it. So what happens is you go online and you're looking at a whole lot of cars, and I'm talking about private sellers here. I'm not talking about licensed motor car traders. They've got too much to lose. So this is somebody that wants to pinch something off of somebody. What they've done is they've actually lifted the photographs of a car, Peter, that was for sale 6 weeks or 2 months ago.
Right.
And so what they do when they post them back up, it looks as though this car has been prepared for sale because you've got a picture of the bonnet and a picture of the dashboard and a picture of the odometer. You know, this is the same car that's almost been rebirthed in an electronic format. So what happens is normally the price is $4,000 or $5,000 less than it should be. So that's the first alarm bell. That's the first thing you should be thinking of, is this real? So you're looking at this car, so Mazda is a CX-5, and you're thinking, well, it's cheap, and it's white, and white's a safe colour for cars because Jeff Gwillem told me it was. I need to have a look at this. Lo and behold, the seller's in Tasmania. You're in Victoria.
Yeah.
Okay. So you send an email off to this particular person, and you say, look, interested in the car, tell me a bit more about it. This is the email, and if people can go on to the ScamWatch site, the email's going to come back like this, Peter. Yep, it's a good car. It's got low mileage. I'm in the army, and I'm just doing some training down in Tasmania.
Right.
And then I'm going to Germany.
Okay, well, sounds reasonable.
It sounds reasonable. And normally these people, in the text, they'll talk a bit about their army work and their, you know, their duty to the country and all that sort of stuff.
Of course.
And building rapport.
Yeah, so you fall in love with them.
You fall in love with them. You're doing the right thing.
Yep.
Small problem is that he's going to get the car over to you, but that's okay. His army mates in the transport section are going to help get the car over to you.
Yeah, he's
that's
got it sorted.
After.
Jeez.
It gets better.
Yeah.
And what he's going to ask you to do now is to put a deposit down. And he's going to ask you to put it into an escrow account. Well,
right.
First of all, if you're happy to send the deposit straight into a bank account, they'll take it. But what they'll normally do in this email and in their dialogue is they'll say, look, I know you're probably worried about sending money to me down here because you don't have possession of the car, but how about you put it into an escrow account? And now an escrow account, banks run them, some accounting firms run them, and it's really a holding account where money's put in a particular place until somebody receives the goods, then the money's released to pay the seller.
Righto. Gee.
The problem is the escrow business is a fake as well.
Oh, dear.
So they're suggesting put your money in this escrow account, Bill's escrow account.
Yeah.
Here's all the details. I'm really concerned about, you know, you losing your money here, so just send a deposit over.
Yep.
When you deposit your money into that escrow account, it's all over. You'll never see them.
That's it. Good night.
It's all over.
To talk about forewarned is forearmed, that is quite extraordinary. We'll take a call after the break for you, Jeff, and we're talking about car scams. And I can't believe what I'm hearing. It's just extraordinary. Give us a ring. Have you been scammed like that, Emma? 96900-693-1313. Talking automotive with VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim and car scams. Mick, good evening to you.
G'day, Grubby. Mick from Sunbury here, and thanks for taking your call.
My first
album, just so you know, was Sweet's Greatest Hits in 1974.
Nothing wrong with that. That'll get you up and rocking in your bedroom. Hey, have you been scammed, Mick?
Yeah, I have. I purchased a dual cab ute 6 years ago, and found out that when I took it to the local dealer to get service, I purchased it and it was a ripper, of good price.
Yeah.
And I took it to the local dealer to get serviced, and it had 85,000 kilometres on the odometer. And he goes, "Do you know this vehicle was at another one of our dealerships and had 216,000 K on it?" And I bought that from a private person in Campbellfield.
Yeah.
And I rang Consumer Affairs Victoria after doing all my research, and they told me there was pretty much nothing I could do about it because I didn't buy the car from a proper trader, a licensed trader.
Yeah.
And so I've been left with a machine that was a really good price of $26,000 that was probably really only worth $13,000 or $14,000, so half the money. So I've done half me dough.
Oh, Mick, that is a shocker. We could take calls on this all night, I reckon, if you've ever been car scammed. Jeff Gwillim, thanks for the warning. Thanks for the heads up. It's extraordinary how these people operate, isn't it? And this is all because we've got this remarkable second-hand market at the moment where people are getting just about anything for second-hand cars. Good talk to you, Jeff. And
very, very quickly, Peter, if the deal looks too good, it probably is too good to be true.
That
use a licensed motor trader.
There's your lesson right there. Coming up next, Laura V., what food or drink have you been put off for life? Next.